welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show with your host, Ted and Austin Brower, bringing you the latest world news and health research. So glad to have you guys with us today. How are you doing today, Ted?
Well, Austin, I'm doing great. My condolences go out to the families of the police officers in Dallas who've been affected.
Yeah.
This was not a fake terrorist attack. This was real. These guys are dead. And it's the worst race relations we've had in the United States since the 60s. For all of you young folks like you, Austin, and all of the folks who don't remember what the 60s were, I mean, I was there. This is what it felt like. Shootings all the time, assassinations all the time. And how many times have you heard me say, you know, everybody says how great the 60s were? Just quite frankly, and forgive the common vernacular, the 60s sucked. And now this whole decade is starting to suck too. And the problem is, when the government wants to take control through the CIA, like they did with John F. Kennedy, and start killing people, the sky's the limit. Remember, the golden child of the CIA, of the Rothschilds, of the central banks, of the New World Order, is Hillary Rodham Clinton. Hillary Rodham Clinton has taken some serious, serious heat and damage this week upon the acquittal from the FBI. This has not been positive for her. Hundreds of thousands of people are signing petitions against her. And what Bill Clinton would do every single time there was a problem in the White House that was causing him to get bad press, he would send missiles back into Afghanistan or whatever. We joked about them called, they were called Monica missiles back in the 90s. And the Clintons are running the show again, apparently. These globalists want them in, and everybody's scared to death across these guys because apparently, since there's a trail of bodies behind them, they know they're going to end up being killed if they cross them. And then he has a closed-door session in a private jet with Lynch. Suddenly, a week later, his wife is found completely non-guilty. Guys, the excuse of not knowing that what you were doing was wrong has never been an excuse for any law enforcement or judge or anything I've ever seen. Period. It doesn't work that way. Personally, what I think was going on is she was doing message dumps into her computer, and she was selling the information to these foreign governments who were hacked into her, and she was getting money into her Clinton Foundation by allowing them access to her personal emails and server. That's what I think it was. It was an info drop, and that's how she was dropping it. That's why 30,000 of these emails were mysteriously erased, but of course there's nothing wrong with that. That's not obstruction. That's not tampering with evidence. That's nothing. I mean, if we allow this to happen in this country, we no longer have a rule of law, and we've been completely taken over by the Rothschild banking cartel. So that's where we are right now. Deutsche Bank, the stock prices on Deutsche Bank are lower now than they were in the 2008-2009 crisis. Deutsche Bank's about to collapse. That's Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns, all of that on steroids. I mean, this is a huge, huge bank with trillions of dollars in derivative exposure. This is a major, major disaster happening, unfolding in Europe right now. Multiple other countries want to leave the EU, which they should have never gotten into. It's been a giant fiasco over there. And now we have all of this information coming out with Hillary, what's going on. Everything is obfuscation. All of this is timed. Black Lives Matter, MoveOn.org, all of these people are involved. Now Dallas police shooting, black power groups are now claiming responsibility for the police killings, and they're warned of more assassinations to come. And these guys are saying as they're being shot, all I want to do is kill white people. I mean, this is some serious, serious MK-Ultra mind programming that's going on. This stuff is bad. It's real this time. This is not a false flag, though it may have been perpetrated by the government or rogue elements of our government. This is bad. It's real bad. Austin, tell them about the video that you saw and cover some of your stories on this.
Yeah, guys. Well, one weird aspect of this entire scenario, and I had a discussion a little bit ago with one of my friends who's a sheriff here in Florida, and they had a meeting, you know, the sheriff's department. Pretty much all the sheriff's departments are on alert right now with this obviously happening. The biggest thing that's really odd to me is that the mainstream media, CNN, all these guys are all now on the lone wolf shooter agenda again, stating this is a Micah Xavier Johnson, who is an Army reservist. He's basically set all this up. He sniped all the cops. Then he got in a vehicle and basically was going to do a bomb dump or blow up the police department. This is where the law enforcement encountered him, killed him with a bomb disposal unit. Apparently they had a little robot that ended up blowing him up. So he's dead now. However, what's interesting is when I talked to my sheriff buddy, he told me under no uncertain terms that from the info they're getting from local law enforcement in Texas and all the reports in Texas, there were confirmed 4 individual shooters involved in that incident out there in Texas, and apparently 3 of them got away. This one individual that the media is basically dumping this on was either not him or this is the only guy that got caught. What's very odd about this is the same thing I discussed with him, and he agreed with me. I saw the video that's on YouTube. It's about a 45-second video, I think, about a minute or long. It's a cell phone footage. Now, whether or not this is supposed to get released, I don't know. But what's odd about it is you can tell this guy was not some bobo little Army reservist sitting around doing a desk job. If this was this individual, which I don't think it was, this is a pretty well-trained, battle-hardened individual. You can tell from his tactics. You can tell from his stance, his posturing. He's moving back and forth from cover around pillars very, very smoothly, but very aggressively. His mag change, he has his back up against the pillar. You can tell this is not his first rodeo. This is not just something he trained for in an Army Reserve. This is not something he trained for in a local, you know, tactical training class. This guy was very, very calm, and the way he presented himself in the firefight was extremely aggressive, and he knew what he was doing. This was not his first firefight. And then you basically see a police officer try to outflank him from the rear and shoots at him. He immediately turns around and engages the officer. He fires to the left of the pillar where the officer's hiding behind about 2 to 3 rounds. You can see him hit the wall, and then he immediately darts forth and flanks the officer from the rear and executes him from the back, shoots him multiple times. Once he got on the ground, he shot him again multiple times and then received oncoming fire. It looks like from police officers from a different angle you couldn't see, and then he jetted around the side of the building. Let me tell you guys, I'm not an Army. I'm not in the Marines. I'm not, you know, any type of crazy combat, you know, contractor, but I know a lot of individuals that have been. And you can tell guys that have trained a few times at the range, and you can see videos like this when people are very, very, very high-skilled trained operators. This guy was not some yak-yak with an AR-15 that he bought last week that he's running around shooting people, diving under stuff, acting like he's completely out of control. He knew exactly what he was doing, and he handled himself very, very well for a tactical scenario. Now, I'm not putting him up or trying to give him any type of recommendation at all. My whole point in saying that is saying this whole thing was set up from the beginning. This was not some random Black Lives Matter, we bought an AR-15 and we're going to protest and shoot cops. They already had this well-coordinated and well-planned out. They knew the escape route. They knew the areas that they were going to engage the police officers. That's why the snipers were so efficient in doing this. They even said that there were 2 snipers from a higher element, as far as they basically had a vantage point on top of them. Well, if you look at the individual in the video that I'm referring to on YouTube, you can clearly see he's using some type of carbine. Looks pretty much like an AR-15. I didn't get a close-up of it, but I'm almost 100% or some type of AR-15 variant. He was not running some sniper rifle. Now, granted, the other individuals could have been using the same type of weapon, but again, this whole scenario is very strange to me. This is a very well-coordinated, battle-hardened individual with multiple other people that were involved in this. Could this have been some type of government psychop? I don't know. Could this have been some actual true militant Black terrorist group? Very well, certainly could have been. But remember, guys, I told you on Monday when that one individual got shot over there in Mississippi, I think it was, or Louisiana, when the police had him on the ground, they shot him. You guys can listen to the show again. I said, I find it very, very odd that this guy gets basically executed on the ground with these 2 cops the day that Hillary Clinton gets basically all charges dropped against her. And I said, now all these guys are rioting and publicly displaying their distrust and basically, you know, anger towards law enforcement. It was very, very odd that happened on Tuesday. And then we had this other video that got released the day after that. Now we're having 2 police shootings back-to-back on video to get released right after Hillary Clinton gets all charges dropped against her. Not saying that those are all coordinated, but I'm saying there's a very, very strong possibility something was set up in advance to try and have this plan. And then you have this happen over in Dallas where we have multiple police officers lose their lives and multiple officers get shot. Something's very, very strange about this. And like Dad just said, every single time something would happen with Clinton back in the day,
everything would always happen to obfuscated. This is very strange to me. The media was blown up about Hillary Clinton and the FBI dropping her, and now all of a sudden we have this absolute tragedy today and these two other tragedies with individuals who were shot by law enforcement. All this stuff is very, very strange, guys. And then we have this cell phone video of this highly trained operator engaging and executing a law enforcement officer. Now, guys, this something else is going on here. This is very, very strange to me. We'll be doing some more background into it, see what's going on. But from what I'm seeing right now, this was pre-planned. This was very well staged, and they knew exactly what they were doing before they did it. So, yeah, guys, keep a heads up. And all your law enforcement friends, I don't know if this is going to start escalating, you know, as far as the country goes. I know that one company, my buddy, the sheriff, he sent me today, there's one company online that is now selling their plate carriers and all their level 3 and level 4 armor to law enforcement officers for their personal duty rigs if they need them at dealer cost. So it's up to you guys. If this really starts to, if this is really happening right now, if we're really about to see full targeting of law enforcement, this is going to get very nasty. And all my friends that are in law enforcement, everybody that listens also on the show, I highly suggest you guys stay frosty, but you stay respectful and you stay aware of what's going on. Do not escalate the situation when it doesn't need to go there, but also to be very, very aware of your surroundings. Because this situation in Dallas, that was straight urban warfare. That was not some individual getting shot. That wasn't a cop getting shot at a traffic stop. That was targeted urban warfare in a very, very, very well-coordinated military fashion. So you guys need to be aware of what's going on, and I'm sure everybody already is. But that's pretty much what I wanted to say about that and give everybody a heads up and my take on it.
This morning, Austin, I had to run to Plant City, which is about a 35-minute drive away from here. And on the way over, we saw two troopers. We had to take my car, my truck in for service, my Duramax. And we saw two troopers on the side of the road. And they were talking. Their cars were parked. They weren't pulling anybody over for tickets. They were sitting there, cars beside each other, talking to each other, and their windows down talking. And we came back an hour later. They were still sitting in the exact same place, talking to each other.
Yeah.
Guys, you know, listen to me for a second. Cops, listen to me for a second, please. You know, officers, take a chill pill this weekend. You know, you got some time off, take some time off, okay? This is going to be a bloody summer. It's going to be really bloody. You know, race relations at an all-time low thanks to the Kenyan and the White House. I mean, we've got a major mess going on in the United States right now. We've got the globalists trying to take over the country. And you guys are going to get caught in the middle of all this mess between the, you know, between these militant groups, this Black Lives Matter, this MoveOn.org, which are all George Soros funded. I cannot imagine what the convention is going to be like in the Republican or the Democratic convention this year. It's going to be, this is the 60s all over again. The only time I've ever seen it like this, Austin, was back in the 60s. And it was awful. You were just waiting constantly to hear who else got shot this month. It was nuts. Black people being shot everywhere, white people being shot everywhere, black people being lynched. I mean, you know, we had a black guy get shot here at the local beach in our town. I mean, it was awful. Race relations due to this president have been at the all-time low that I've ever seen since the 60s. He's done more to destroy the last 50 years of race building than any person I've ever met in my entire life, but this is exactly what he planned on doing. And guys, I mean, if you're an African American, you're black and you're listening to the show today, guys, this isn't about white and black. This is about this country. Okay, mind you, you got a bunch of these idiot cops. And they're about 10% are idiots. There's just no doubt about that. You can't justify what these 10% of these idiots do, including shooting this black guy when he was down. You know, if that even really happened, if that was really true, if that wasn't staged, I mean, you don't know what they're going to release into the media. Because remember, the Rothschilds, what they do is they put into the Reuters, into the AP wire, what they want to be news. They can spin a story or make it as big, or they can make it go away just by pushing the news to all their affiliates, because they tell their affiliates what the news is going to be. Here's something very interesting. Twitter has censored and suspended accounts all over the United States, Austin, for comments about Muslims or racial comments or incendiary comments. Twitter has taken no action as call for cops killing has swept the platform. One Twitter tweet said, I want to kill at least 100 cops every time I hear stop resisting. There's been a deluge on anti-cop threats on Twitter, many of which calling for the mass murder of police officers. Hatred toward police is nothing we haven't seen on the timelines of Twitter before, but the past 3 days have brought on such onslaught that Twitter refuses to do anything about it. The most disturbing tweet so far features an image of a policeman having their throat cut by a marked assassin. The man who tweeted it goes by the name Black Nefertiti and has yet to be punished by Twitter. I mean, it's unbelievable that this is going on and Twitter censors you when you talk about the globalists or you talk about Hillary or you talk about Black Lives Matter or you talk about any of this other stuff, you get censored. But gosh, they can go out and they can tell people to kill as many cops as they want and they don't get censored. Again, that tells me because Twitter and Facebook are all CIA controlled. They're trying to start a race war. They're trying not to have an election. I'm telling you that, guys, right now. I mean, even downtown right now, parts of Dallas are completely closed down and there are no-go zones for police because of what's going on in Dallas and the continued rhetoric against police stores. One of the convenience stores right next to the shooting, you know, of course, it was completely looted and attacked after the shooting. And so, I mean, think about this. These guys are killing people and now they're looting and attacking. One black young rapper called Young Buck, he calls for rioting and shooting back at these crooked blankety blank police, young black, you know, just, you know, on and on and on. And this is allowed to continue out on Twitter. This goes on and on and on. And it's just sad that this is actually happening. And there's a leftist reverend who's actually telling people to go ahead and do all of this stuff and start killing cops. Remember yesterday, also the day before yesterday, we were talking about how the one professor up there in Ohio said the only thing that's going to get us gun control is to have somebody go into the NRA office and start killing and shooting everybody.
Yeah.
Idiots like this who say things like that blow my mind. Because again, here we are, we're killing police officers, we're killing black people, we're killing white people, all of these people have families, all of these people have children, and the sad thing about all of it is, none of it's necessary. Again, the negative energy that's going into the attention field around the planet right now through the Gwen Towers, the cell phone towers, everything right now because of this news being repeated over and over and over and over again only leads to more of this and copycat killings. So guys, please, if you're in law enforcement, stay frosty. And I want you guys to know something. You got two people down here, me and Austin. We got your back. If I see a cop in the middle of something like this, Austin, because you know you're always armed. I'm always armed. I always carry multiple magazines with me. You carry multiple magazines with you. I mean, we're at the car dealership with multiple magazines today. You know, that's how we drive around. I got your back. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to stop it. Or if I see anybody else doing something to anyone else as a felony, I'm going to do the best I can to stop it. I'm not going to run away. I'm not going to hide. I'm going to try to stop it. Now, guys, if we all have that mindset, if a lot of the people that were carrying guns there in Dallas, I guarantee you, because it's a huge open carry state and a lot of people conceal weapons over there. I'm sure some of the towns don't have open carry. But if you guys, if they'd all started going back on these guys, but these guys that were shooting, these four shooters, it was almost like a squad. This was a highly trained team. They had worked together. They had trained together. I've taken tactical training, so it was awesome. I've never seen the move that this guy did on this guy today. When he got it, he was so aggressive. Nobody charges somebody shooting at you. This guy charged this guy, went around a column and shot him in the back of the head. Craziest thing I've ever seen. Crazy move. In fact, they needed train. I'm sure he was trained. He looked like he was either trained by the SEALs or the Rangers or the Mossad. That's what it looks like. That he had special ops training to know how to do that. And the police officer, unless he had had the same type of training, was completely and totally a lamb being led to the slaughter. It was sad, Austin. It was really, really sad. Any comments on what I just said, son?
No, it was. It definitely was. And it just proved the point, like I said earlier, that this was not some, you know, random guy that took to the streets with an AR-15 and decided to do all this. This is something that was very coordinated. That's why everybody needs to really stay aware of what's going on right now. And also, too, you know, one side thing I do have to say to that, if you're a concealed carry holder and you become involved in a situation like this, make sure you're very, very, very compliant with law enforcement.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. De-escalate. Because you have to remember, if these guys are getting shot at, if you're engaging a shooter, if the cops are engaging a shooter, once something de-escalates and you're still in civilian clothes and they're not, and there's multiple cops on the ground, you have to understand they're probably not going to handle you very politely. They're going to want you to basically put your weapon down, and you're probably going to be taken in unless you have multiple cops that basically vouch for you at the scene. So just use discretion. If you're in a situation like that, it may be best to stand down. If you cannot do that, then it's make sure you're very compliant and respectful with law enforcement after the situation ends, because if they're in a shooting, they're going to be very, very trigger happy, and there's no reason to do anything stupid to get yourself shot or anybody else shot.
That's right.
So just, again, the whole situation really is fluid when you're in something like this. So you really, really, really need to understand what you're doing. And quite frankly, if you are a concealed carry holder, but you really are not that confident or proficient with a weapon, it's probably going to be best that you stand down and take cover and maybe give some type of support to anybody that's been injured or something like that, as far as civilians or law enforcement, if you have any type of EMT or paramedic background, and it may be best for you not to engage in the situation. That's just my two cents on that. Now, again, if you guys are our retired military, our retired law enforcement, you guys already know what's going to happen. I'm sure you guys already planned for this if something happens, as far as how you handle the situation. So that's just, you know, what I said doesn't really apply to you guys, but anybody else, if you're not confident, if you haven't been shooting regularly on a regular basis all the time, and you're not completely confident with your shooting skills, you probably need to back out of the situation, because it's a very, very aggressive shooting the other day. This wasn't some, you know, yak that pulled out a pistol and went nuts. This was a very coordinated attack with very aggressive trained individuals. So
no,
that's just my two cents on that I wanted to add.
No, awesome. You're right. Thank you for qualifying that and quantifying that and clarifying that for me. Austin and I take advanced tactical training, okay? That's why I said we're going to help you if the police are there, okay? But here's the thing. If you don't know what muzzle sweep means, okay, that's the term muzzle sweep, which means you're holding a gun, whether it's loaded or not loaded. You never pointed at anybody. And if you pointed at somebody, even if it's not loaded, that's called you're muzzle sweeping them. You don't do that. If you don't understand what that means and you haven't had advanced tactical training, keep it holstered. Get in the car and get away as quick as you can.
Yeah.
Don't be some idiot. Excuse me. I'm sorry, guys, because I know you're not all idiots, because you got a lot of great listeners here today. Okay. But don't be somebody that goes out there and doesn't even know how to handle a weapon, and you start shooting people or shoot yourself. Okay. That's super important that you don't do that. Secondly, if you do have tactical training and you're not carrying multiple magazines with you, don't engage. If you're running a 45, let's say, you got a Kimber or even a Glock full size, and you're running 7 or 8 in the magazine. Don't do it. Don't get into a firefight with less than 10 rounds. It's basically suicide. Okay. You better use, if you have to pull the gun, use your 10 rounds to get away and be retreating the entire time. But, you know, that's why I carry multiple magazines with me. And that's why police carry so many magazines with them on their belts and on their clips, because you can't get into a situation like this, especially with multiple shooters, that, you know, you don't have enough bullets. You know, you have to have more rounds. Okay. You can't be running out of ammunition. So don't stick your nose into something. If you're carrying a revolver and you got 6 shots, you're going to get killed is what's going to happen, or you're going to shoot somebody else. So guys, please be careful. Guys in the military, you guys have already been trained. If you've got special ops training, you know what to do. I don't have to give you guys any advice. Austin, let's do some more stories, buddy. What you want to talk about now?
This is interesting now. Change of subject here. Volkswagen now is being ordered to pay an additional $86 million in penalties now to California over its emission issue, pushing the settlement over, looks like, $15 billion now. Guys, this was one of the biggest debacles as far as ripping off a global vehicle manufacturer that I've ever seen in my life. Dad and I touched base on this a couple weeks ago, so I'm not going to go into detail again, but they are absolutely eviscerating Volkswagen for this minor thing that we talked about, where basically the emission system would show that it was clean when it first started up until the diesel engine warmed up all the way. And then it was actually clean and passed emissions. But this is nuts. I mean, almost $20 billion fined. I mean, almost $20 billion now fined to Volkswagen for an emission system. Are you kidding me right now? That's like 3 years of what we're paying Israel as far as foreign aid. This is nuts. And now they're being ordered to pay almost another $100 million in penalties to California because of their emissions. My question is this. What is the $100 million going to go to? It's not going to go to Mother Earth. I'm being sarcastic on that. It's not going to fix smog issues. Somebody's getting paid on this. And as Dad said before, they were developing that steam operator that basically was allowing these diesels to get 150 miles per gallon that they wanted to start implementing in the next couple of years. And they got a big smash on it, guys. This was the absolute biggest targeting I've ever seen on a vehicle manufacturer. Over $15 billion now. That's completely and totally out of line, in my opinion, for a minor emissions issue. What do you think about it, then?
Well, no, and also their stock prices have crashed, so it gives these Rothschild scum more opportunity to buy up the plant and equipment. This is the largest automobile manufacturer in Europe. I mean, they're bigger than Mercedes. I mean, these guys are huge. And now their stock has plummeted, their profits have been plummeted. I mean, all of it. I mean, they're in trouble. And the sad part about it is because they were not wanting to release advanced technology. I just got an email this morning, and I'm going to cover it tomorrow on the show. It'll be on Monday now. And it's talking about the advanced technology from some of the space stuff that we've been involved with and how we have free energy right now that we can use for everybody with no petrochemical involvement. And the problem is the powers to be, this Sabbatean, Khazarian cult, mafia, cartel, Satan group that's running the planet, they're making too much money. And they would rather destroy the planet by burning fossil fuels and using nuclear radiation than they would to give free energy to people. They proved it already with Tesla. Tesla told them how to get free energy from the air itself and transmit free power to everybody everywhere for free. And they wouldn't do it. Morgan killed it with a Wardenclyffe tower. It happened back in the early 1900s. And Tesla showed them how to give free electricity to everybody. And they wouldn't do it. And the sad part about this is that technology has been around now for over 100 years. And yet the petrochemical industry has so much power and authority, and they're so greedy. I mean, these guys, these Sabbateans, these Rothschilds, guys, they're worth hundreds of trillions, if not quadrillions of dollars, okay? They don't need any more money. It's just they want to keep the peasants, which that would be us, enslaved and broke. You know, that's how they look at us. They see us as just goyim. They see us as just second class citizens. They don't even see us as human beings. It's just really, really, really sad. Activists expose Monsanto Senate lackeys minutes before the DARC Act vote. This is another story. This is from Natural Blaze. Just before a controversial genetically modified labeling bill came up for cloture vote in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday, a food and consumer advocates dropped over $2,000 on the chamber floor in a symbolic protest against what they are calling the Deny the Americans the Right to Know DARC Act. Unbelievable. The action aimed to highlight the fact that senators who took money from biotechnology giants like Monsanto are working against majority public opinion, as recent polls have found that 90% of Americans want their foods labeled and they want to know what they're eating. Guys, it's all about the money and the bribing and everything that's going on. Another story, USDA is running massive glyphosate cover-up. They refuse to test foods for traces of cancer-causing herbicide used on genetically modified crops. The consumer groups have been calling on the U.S. government to test foods for glyphosate residues on behalf of the public amid a growing number of studies and evidence showing that the chemical is harmful to human health. Food companies, consumer groups, and academics have also solicited testing for glyphosate residues, fueled by fears that prevalent use of the herbicide may be contributing to health problems, including celiac disease, as people eat foods containing this poison. Fears have been growing thanks to some recent scientific studies that have revealed health problems. Guys, glyphosate is everywhere. Please stop using it. We put salt on our driveways now to kill weeds down here. It works great. And you just have to, you know, same thing with glyphosate. You got to use it all the time, too. You have to use salt probably once a month, and it keeps the weeds under control. We get the pool salt from like a big warehouse. It's like $5 or $6, a big 40-pound bag. It'll last like for a long time. Just go ahead and do that. Go ahead, Austin. Yeah, and guys, listen to me. We got to pray again because, you know, this is going to be a long, bloody summer. And, you know, it's just awful that these guys are at it again. This coup that took over the United States back in the 60s with the assassination of John Kennedy, they're losing their grip. This is the Bush cartel crew. That's what this is. It's the globalist, the Bush, Prescott Bush, the Nazis, all of this stuff tying it all together. This cartel, this being run by the Sabbateans, they're losing control on all of us because we're all waking up and they're doing everything they possibly can to scare us with all of these shootings and all of the things they're doing. Guys, they don't want an election. They don't want an election. They want us to be under a dictatorship. They don't want Obama to leave office. And they're so scared that Donald Trump's going to win, they can't hack the votes well enough to do it. On all of the polls that Trump's taking, they're just showing either he's neck and neck with Hillary or he's 5 to 10 points ahead in certain areas. And everything's just obfuscated. I mean, this whole thing, Hillary Clinton is a witch, a coven leader in L.A. She is a complete and total career criminal, all the way going back to the Rose Law Firm. She's a high-powered attorney. She was the first lady in the White House. She was Secretary of State. She's a senator, and she uses the excuse that she didn't know she was doing something wrong when she's dropping all this information. Are you kidding me? This is a criminal cartel that's jacked the United States government. And guys, if we don't put Donald Trump in office and we put Hillary in office, the United States deserves what it gets. That's the truth, Austin. If the people have gone that far into the abyss, to the dark side, and they really do vote for her and this election's not rigged, and she actually gets put in office by the people in the United States, may God help the ones of us that are here that are sincere, and we don't want to see this stuff happen. What do you think, Oz?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. Touch back on the glyphosate thing, because I wanted to kind of bring that up today to remind people what's going on with it. And like you said, if people stop using it, you know, it's one of the biggest Roundup, or one of the biggest weed killers on the market. But remember, guys, more than 50% of Monsanto's income comes directly from Roundup or any of the generic versions of Roundup. They make almost over $500 million a year just from Roundup sales alone. So if we start, and we pretty much stop, like that's we don't even have the stuff in the garage, in the barn anymore. I mean, everything we use is salt or something like that. Everybody needs to start coming together and realize that we have to stop using this. You can't, every time you buy a jug of Roundup, you're supporting Monsanto. And remember, this stuff is going to have long-term effects. Nobody knows what it's even going to do over the next 20 to 30 years. I told you guys this before on the show last year, but I'm going to reiterate it again. We had to get so strict with Lana's diet when she was pregnant with Hunter, because she would literally, anytime she ate something that I really truly couldn't confirm was non-GMO and was pretty clean, like if she went out and ate something, I remember one time she went and got a burger from a pretty high-end joint. It was it was like a gourmet burger. Got super sick from it. Another time she went and ate just a small dinner at one place we went, got super sick from it. And this wasn't during anymore when she was having morning sickness. This was just general eating on a regular basis that would come at basically any time. And we started realizing that pretty much we had to eat as clean as possible, almost fully organic all the time when she was pregnant, or else she would get sick from it. And remember last year, that idiot Dan Goldstein, who's Monsanto's senior scientist, he came out with that statement. He said glyphosate basically doesn't accumulate in the human tissue.
Lie.
It's excreted rapidly.
Lie.
It's ingested, and it's just like the amino acid glycine, and it goes
Lie.
Right through the body.
Lie.
Well, if that's the case, why are we seeing it in hundreds and hundreds of people in Europe? And then also, too, last year, if you guys remember, they did a study from an independent source. It was with Moms Across America and Sustainable Pulse. They did breast milk glyphosate testing, and they showed that American women's breast milk had 700 to 1,000 times the limit of what the European drinking water allowed for pesticides in it. Guys, this
yep.
is breast
yep.
milk.
That's true.
Breast milk, not drinking water, not pond water, not swamp water. Breast milk, the fluid, the milk that is a woman is giving to her child to help him grow, and the glyphosate is testing positive at significantly high value. This stuff is not excrete out of the body at all. It's stored in the body and it builds up. And it's one of the primary reasons, like Dad said earlier, that I think we're seeing so many issues with the colon issues, the stomach issues, the
celiac.
Kidney issues, the liver issues, celiac, all the stuff. And I'm not saying it's the only directly one thing, because a lot of people's diets are horrible in general. But look at what we've seen with the just degrading health over the past 15 to 20 years, and then start looking at when glyphosate started getting used, which was in 1994 is when it heavily started being used to currently. And this is an issue, guys. This is something that's not just affecting us. It's not just affecting our kids and my kid. This is something that's going to affect generations. Because if you guys remember, the article we have on our website that goes into detail on glyphosate testing on rats, it's on healthmasters.com. You can look it up. Mm-hmm. By the third generation of full glyphosate GMO feed, the rats were completely incapable of mating again. They could not have offspring. They were sterile. The third generation of this.
Yep.
And now we're looking at these kids that are growing up on cornflakes and McDonald's and tortilla chips and all this stuff. Isn't just glyphosate, you know, GMO food. It's getting sprayed more than ever. This stuff is almost tripled in the last 4 or 5 years as far as how much glyphosate is being used because of the Roundup resistant weeds. And now they're coming out with all these different versions that are like, is this weed susceptible? This weed blocks this one. Now they're coming out with the Agent Orange crap again. They want to start spraying on our food. When's enough, guys? When are we going to stop buying this? When are we going to stop supporting local growers that are organic and they don't use this stuff? When are we going to stop buying Roundup? But when are we going to get our stuff labeled? We've written so many people. We do our shows. We contact people. We're doing the best we can to try and get this stuff out here. But everybody has to start making a stand with their pocketbook. Stop buying this crap on the shelf. Start doing research and finding out the companies that are supporting this stuff. Find out who's actually trying to make a difference. Find out who actually doesn't want to use GMO food and stop supporting the companies that are pumping all this food in with GMO and taking all this money from Monsanto. It's out of control, and that's one of the only ways we're going to get this stuff to stop. So that's my rant on glyphosate, but I wanted to bring that up because I am so sick of hearing about it as far as it's getting worse and worse and worse. And the only way that's going to be a change is we're going to have to make a difference. Our politicians up in Washington obviously are not. We see that already. We have to be the change. We have to be the generation that stands up against this unbelievably corrupt corporation that is literally trying to ruin the entire public health of this country.
Well said. I couldn't have said any better. Except for, I say one more thing. Our politicians suck. Excuse my language, but they do. They
yeah.
suck. All right? They're awful. You know, 60% of them are awful. They're completely and totally bought out. Remember Hoover said, I don't have to control 100% of the the politicians, just 51% of them. I mean, it's awful in Washington. The pedophilia, the sex trafficking, the drugs, the homosexuality, the just absolutely depravity that goes on in that city. And these are the guys, these sickos are the ones that are running the United States. Anyhow, but at least one guy did something. Representative Louis Gohmert, he's a Republican out of Texas. He's now proposing legislation for the Clinton Act of 2016 that would forbid charitable organizations and foundations with connections of former public officials, including presidents, vice presidents, ambassadors, former secretary of states, you know, foreign governments, from accepting donations from individuals or entities with ties to foreign governments. I hope that gets passed. Oh, my dear Lord, I hope that gets passed. But guys, listen to me. And Steve Quayle said it so succinctly. He says, this is not a political problem. This is a spiritual problem. It's a problem that we've lost our way in the United States, and we no longer worship Yahweh. We no longer have Yeshua on the throne. We just basically have done what we wanted to do, and we've gone our own way, and this is what we've turned into. And now we've lost the God-given rights that we have. The government's taken them away from us, and they're not supposed to be able to do all that. It's crazy. Here's another one from Breitbart. FBI Director James Comey admitted to the White House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform on Thursday that former Secretary Hillary Clinton had given classified information on her personal servers to other governments and other individuals who lack security clearance. I mean, and then Comey reveals that Clinton did not testify under oath. Okay, why would she? Should perjure herself. She revealed during her testimony before Congress on Thursday that Hillary Clinton was not questioned under oath by bureau agents during their investigation of her private email, unsecured email server. Of course she would be questioned under oath. Why would she do that? She wanted to maybe perjure herself. I mean, here's a video, the Trump parade afloat, ambushed by tolerant leftists, tolerant liberals through water bottles, water balloons, and canning, other debris of the pickup truck which was occupied by Trump supporters waving and holding signs. Parents jeered while encouraging their children to take part in the assault on the vehicle. I mean, unreal. Okay, awesome. What's your next story about?
Well, the biggest thing I love about it is that when her all those emails and everything were subpoenaed, she accidentally had this 30,000 email dump that just happened to happen that were all her personal emails that she dumped on there, and none of it was classified. That's what she told everybody. And she's such a liar. It just nauseates me. This is interesting. Now, everybody, you know, got so mad at Donald Trump when he brought up the fact that we really need to halt bringing in all these Muslims until we can figure out what they're doing, why they're here, why they want to come here. And this article right here from Breitbart just completely puts the icing on the cake. An immigrant from Sierra Leone who was given U.S. citizenship and was basically allowed to enter the Army National Reserve as a U.S. citizen has been arrested now and charged with directly aiding an attack on U.S. soil on behalf of the Islamic State. Mohammed Baylor Jalal of Sterling, a former member now of the Army National Guard, was arrested on July 3rd for attempting to provide support material to the Islamic State of Iraq, and also allegedly for attempting to provide services by assisting the procurement of weapons to be used in what he believed was going to be attack on U.S. soil committed in the name of ISIS. In addition, the complaint alleges that Jalal attempted to provide material support to ISIL for providing money to assist in the facilitation of individuals seeking to join him. And now he is basically being under, he's on trial now for this, and I'm sure he'll be going away in a nice, comfy U.S. prison that we'll have to pay for the next 20 years and feed him and clothe him and house him, because that's what we do here. We import people that when they commit crimes, we arrest them and have to take care of them and babysit them for the next 2 decades. But this is just something I thought I wanted to bring up. All the people were so mad about that, and now we have here a direct immigrant from Sierra Leone that was given U.S. citizenship and basically joined the Army National Guard, has now been directly linked to supporting ISIS and was basically caught trying to help them and get weapons for them. It's almost a twilight zone we live in sometimes. This is what we're doing, and that everybody thinks this is okay. It's a joke. It's like I said yesterday, it's a joke what our government's turned into. The rule of law no longer applies. And it's still, I brought it up earlier on the show, but it's still bothering me that the thing with Clinton happened on Tuesday, and we have these two shootings by cops on blacks the next 2 days, and then we have this happen in Texas yesterday. I didn't want to bring it up again, but it keeps bothering me because I don't see any other correlation that makes any sense than all this stuff was tied together somehow behind the scenes with the dirty little globalists and all their little sinister plans they like to put together. I don't know, man.
Well, FBI sources, the Clinton Foundation can actually bring down our entire United States government. And this is the real point of interest is the Clinton Foundation, not the servers. This is by Daniels. The Clinton Foundation is a massive spider web of connections and money laundering through hundreds of high-level people in governments, according to an anonymous insider who revealed why the FBI stopped short of indicting her. Before the FBI director, James Comey, announced the FBI wouldn't recommend pressing charges against this witch, an insider with intimate knowledge of the inner workings of the Clinton case hosted a little-publicized AMA session on 4chan, and the statements he made on July the 2nd corroborate with the later developments of the scandal. There is enough for her and the entire government to be brought down, he revealed. People do not realize how enormous this entire situation really is. Whether she will be indicted or not, depends on how much other information gets out. There's a lot of people involved. Since then, both the FBI and the DOJ declined to press charges against Clinton. And other sources reveal the Clinton Foundation is now under scrutiny. The problem is with the Clinton Foundation, as I've mentioned, which you should just imagine as a massive spider web of connections and money laundering implicating hundreds of high-level people in governments, though I do have a high... I'm not going to read that out there. That's just, I don't like this quote. It's something that the DOJ is most likely looking to save itself, he continued. Find everyone involved in the Clinton Foundation, from its donors to the board of directors. Imagine they are all implicated. This would explain why Bill Clinton forced himself on Attorney General Loretta Lynch's plane. It makes sense. the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport last week. Clinton insider Larry Nichols said blackmail was likely involved. Here's how I think it goes. This is my opinion. Here's my opinion. Hey, Loretta, here's how it works. You know, you've heard of Vince Foster and all these other people that we've killed, and yes, all of that's true, and we're off the record now. I'm doing this is going to be confidential with nobody else on the plane with us. I've already swept the plane to make sure it's not bugged. Here's the deal. We're going to put $20 million in an account for you over in Switzerland, or you're going to be dead next week along with your whole family. So you pick which one you want. I'm not saying that happened, but these guys are sickos. Bill Clinton met with Lynch, and he was there to assure her that if Hillary gets to the presidency, she'll be able to keep her job, said Nichols on the Alex Jones said Friday. I'm sure it's a lot more than that. I would imagine he gave Lynch a slip of paper that had it on it, a couple things about the career prosecutors that are working the case. Drugs, women, whatever. The source indicated the Clinton Foundation is likely a nexus of blackmail material, keeping everyone in D.C. in line behind the Clintons. I believe that. It's also an information dump for foreign governments. The real point of interest is the Clinton Foundation, not the email server. We received the server from Benghazi, then the server from, we found the data from the Clinton Foundation in Benghazi. We realized the situation is much, much worse than we previously thought. I mean, this just goes on and on and on, tying all of this stuff to just corruption and fraud at an international level with all of these foreign governments implicated. Guys, what in the world have we allowed to happen to the United States? And what in the world is going to happen if she becomes the president of the United States? I mean, this is absolutely nuts, Austin. I mean, guys, excuse me. I'm a little stymied in my presentation today. I'm in mourning right now, and I'm not in mourning for the five cops. I feel sorry for them, and I pray for them, and I hope they're okay, and it's a horrible that has happened. I'm in mourning for the country. The United States has been jacked. I mean, this country has been just absolutely, just excuse my vernacular, screwed, glued, and tattooed. I mean, we have been completely and taken over by the mafia of these Sabbateans. This thing is so corrupt now, it stinks and it reeks to the core. And it's sad to me because I remember what this country once was. I'm 60 years old. I was born in the 50s. I remember what we once had. I remember the love we used to have for family and for the country and for the military and the police. I remember the police just bringing people home when they did things wrong and telling them their parents not to let them do anything else and not turning them over to juvenile detention. I remember what it was like. I remember what Andy of Mayberry was like in my little town of 3,000 or 4,000 people when I was a kid. I mean, I remember all of this. And to see this country go into this depth of depravity, it bothers me so much that I don't know what to say. In fact, that's the reason that Donald Trump pretty much gives for wanting to run for presidency. I mean, he is being energized by this because he wants his country back. These globalists, this mafia cartel that's taking us over, guys, they got to go. You know, there's a lot more of us than there are of them, and they're doing everything. Obama, the first thing he started in on this morning with his press conference was gun legislation again this morning. Gun legislation, gun legislation, gun legislation. They're doing everything they possibly can, because remember, last year, Loretta Lynch signed those papers with the United Nations, that in the event that they can't control the United States, they're bringing UN troops into the United States to control the people and right-wing extreme level elements. That's where this is going. Now, if you can't see that, even friends of mine who I talked to about this 15, 20 years ago, even before 9/11 and after 9/11, who told me that I was crazy, are coming back to me now and saying, God, Ted, every single thing that you said has happened, and it's worse. I said, yeah, I know. I said, I warned you this was going to happen. I warned you what was going to happen with the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act. I warned you that all of these different things were going to chip away at our Constitution, and this is what we're going to get. Our country has been hijacked by a satanic mob that's basically bent on destroying us and turning us into a one-world government. So if I'm not all motivated today and running around yelling and hollering, that's why. This whole thing has really bothered me right now. And it saddens me to the levels of depravity that the United States has shrunk and sunk. I mean, worry about men being able to use the bathroom with little girls. What kind of crap is that? What kind of bunch of perverts are these guys? And again, more obfuscation, more obfuscation, more obfuscation. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. You know, it's going to be a long, long, hot summer, and it's going to be a mess. Austin, what's your next story, buddy?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, too, now. You know, one of the biggest things that King Obama ran on in 2008, was that he was withdrawing our military from Afghanistan and all these other countries that we were in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, remember 2 years ago he came back out and he said, okay, by the end of my term, we're not going to have any more troops over there except in like one or two U.S. embassies. Well, after 15 years of being over in the Middle East now, almost 2,400 military deaths, the United States will not be leaving Afghanistan, as we pretty much knew. It looks that there will be no further troop withdrawals for the duration of Obama's presidency.
Right.
He announced yesterday that there will be roughly right under 9,000 troops currently stationed in Afghanistan indefinitely until at least the end of 2017. They're saying that the security situation in Afghanistan is precarious. Well, I mean, the thing about it is, guys, same thing in Iraq. You know, we had to invade Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction, which we never found, of course, because they weren't there. We do this to these countries, and we bomb them, and we obliterate them, like Dad says, and we invade them. We tear them up. We blow up their roads. We blow up their embassies. We blow up their buildings. And then we wonder why we can't leave after a decade, because the level of civil unrest is so high because these individuals over there, they don't have the peace and filling of the Holy Spirit. They're Muslim. They kill each other for fun. If you don't agree with them, they shoot you. If you steal something, they cut your hand off. This is how they live. So when we take these ruthless dictators out and then we decide to continually bomb their country and make them even more angry and belligerent, and then we wonder why we can't leave without them completely taking over the country and making it that much worse, this is why. So, I mean, I'm sad to see that we're still going to have almost 10,000 troops in Afghanistan essentially guarding the poppy fields.
That's
and
right.
Guarding all the security elements that we have to take care of over there now, which is pretty much all we're doing, by the way. But it's sad that this is what we've become as the United States now, is basically the invaders of other countries. It's almost like Rome when they wanted to go and they wanted to take over the entire continent. This is what we've become now. We literally want to be in every single country, and this is what Ron Paul's talked about, that I've been in total agreement with him, is that we can't continue to fund this in the country. This has been a total globalist sham from the beginning, getting us to spread out our military, getting us to be on these super tight budgets intentionally to be able to not fund stuff, but then intentionally keep going into other countries. This is what's happening, and this is what's going on. So I wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. Don't believe the lies or any of the media hype. We're still going to keep almost 10,000 troops in Afghanistan like we figured they were going to do, which, like I said, is sad to me. But, again, when you understand what they've done and what they're doing, it makes perfect sense on why they're continuing to do it. Not that I agree with it, but you understand why the globalists keep doing what they do.
This weekend I had the privilege of hosting a federal prosecutor who's retired from the federal government now, worked 30 years as a prosecutor for the federal government as an attorney. And she told me on Friday, or actually she came here on Sunday and Monday. She's a missionary now. And she told me, she said, Chet, about 1990, I was working on drug cases. And I finally started looking at all the pieces, and I realized that it was our government and our CIA that was involved with bringing the drugs in from South America and from Central America. And she goes, and I went to one of my other fellow prosecutors and I said, do you realize what's going on here? Our government, our CIA is doing all of this. She goes, this is crazy. And she goes, and that's when I woke up, Ted. That's when I realized that this whole thing wasn't right. And see, guys, you know, that was 25, 26 years ago for her now. And now she just shakes her head. And now she's a missionary in another country because she don't want to be involved with us anymore. Here's another article. Globalists are now demanding a new world order centralization, just like Adolf Hitler. This is an article by Brandon Smith. And he said, Brandon says, I've said it many times in the past, when the elitist criminals start openly admitting to their schemes, it means that they are ready to pull the plug on the current system. They simply don't care anymore who knows their plans because they think that their victory is inevitable. There have been more subtle and less prominently published calls for a new world order in the past, to be sure. However, at no other time have I seen the international financiers, their puppet political mouthpieces, so brazen about calling for global centralization than in the wake of the successful Brexit referendum. It is as if the Brexit exit flipped a switch in the existing narrative and set loose a flood of new propaganda, all aimed at convincing the general public that central banks these Rothschild boys must combine forces and act as one institution in order to combat an economic crisis that isn't even visible to laymen yet. Though I predicted this activation of the propaganda campaign, I'm now astonished it's actually happening. Now, under the current circumstances of the previous week's market rally, post-Brexit, driven by hopes of central bank intervention and extremely low trading volume, was one would think that the global's calls for total centralization would continue. So, guys, it's coming. And I'm going to say it again. I hope and I pray, Father, right now, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we have an election, Lord. And I pray that your will be done. And this is not election fraud. And this thing works out, Father, and I pray for your continued protection on Donald Trump and continue to expose Hillary and that wicked life that she has and that foundation that she runs and that husband of hers, Lord. And let the mainstream media break their shackles of their bondage of the Rothschild Empire and let some of these folks actually tell the truth, Lord. Let them be exposed. In Jesus' name I pray. Guys, have a good weekend. I'm going to let you take the rest of the show, Austin. I'm running out of gas here. We got about a minute before our music starts. Guys, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting healthmasters.com. I'll be back on with Doug Hagman, not tonight, but Friday in 1 week. And I'll be covering a whole bunch of new information on how we've been programmed. A lot of new information next week. I'll be working on it all this week for the presentation. Again, forgive me for not being all geeked up today, but I'm just over it with all that's happened with this today's shooting and everything else that's going on. You're having to read about this stuff on an ongoing basis and do reporting on it. You know, it's what we do. But guys, I tell you what, this is some negative mess. I love you and I appreciate you guys. Thanks for supporting healthmasters.com. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Austin, go ahead and close.
Yes, guys, we appreciate everything. If you need anything, again, like I always say, give us a call or email us. You guys have a safe weekend. Make sure you guys stay aware of what's going on. Situational awareness is key, especially with everything that's going on right now. That doesn't mean you need to be paranoid, but that does need to mean you know what's going on around you at all times. You guys have a blessed weekend. Have a safe weekend. And I'll be back with you guys on Monday. I think Dad and Mom will be back with you guys on Sunday night. You guys have a blessed night.